USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Officials in Maui say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 93. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier spoke at a press conference last night and said search crews were using dogs to look for remains in the wreckage and that only 3% of the destroyed area has been covered so far. He said that fire was hot enough to melt metal and that each recovered body will have to be identified using DNA. The Lahaina wildfire being called the deadliest U.S. fire in over 100 years. A Georgia DA could bring her case against former President Donald Trump to a grand jury as early as tomorrow. District Attorney Fannie Willis said recently she'll likely issue indictments sometime this month.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan confirmed a media report that he's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. Willis said recently she'll likely issue indictments sometime this month against Trump trying to overturn Georgia's results in the 2020 presidential election. I'm Julie Ryan.
A fourth victim has died from a horrific crash on a New York highway. Here's Jonathan O'Halloran with details.
Michael D'Angelo has been charged in the fatal crash on Sunrise Highway that has now claimed the life of four family members. Patrice Huntley, his 13-year-old daughter Hannah, and 10-year-old son Jeremiah were killed in the immediate aftermath. On Saturday, police said Huntley's 6-year-old granddaughter Patrice Solomon has now also died from her injuries. Police allege D'Angelo was traveling over 100 miles per hour when he crashed into the rear of the SUV carrying the family and says they found cocaine and fentanyl in his system during their investigation.
The Kremlin claiming Russian forces shot down 20 Ukrainian drones over Crimea. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Members of the next NBA Hall of Fame class were speaking to the media this weekend before yesterday's ceremony. The Spurs' Tony Parker asked about being inducted alongside his coach, Greg Popovich.
Just can't get rid of him. Like, I'm like, really? You have to put Pop in the same Hall of Fame than me? I was like...
This is the first time that a player and his coach have been inducted into the Hall of Fame together. Over the weekend, Catherine McPhee quickly and cryptically canceled the final two shows of her musical tour through Asia with her husband David Foster, citing a horrible tragedy in our family that required her to return to the U.S. While the singer and music producer have yet to further comment, TMZ is reporting that the alleged tragic event that took place was that the couple's nanny, who was charged with her 2-year-old son, Rennie, unexpectedly died. Now, it's unknown whether or not she was caring for the child when that happened or what the circumstances of her death were. The tragedy clearly shaking the singer and her husband, who allegedly considered their nanny to be family. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton, has collaborated with Roblox to create the Hamilton Simulator. You can play through the musical to help you fight against the British and create America. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this